Welcome to SBS in Telugu.
గత వారం గుండె ఆరోగ్యంగా ఉండేందుకు ఆహారం విషయంలో పాటించవలసిన మంచి నియమాలను తెలుసుకున్నాం. ఈ వారం మరికొన్ని ప్రశ్నలకు, అంటే భారతీయులకు ఎక్కువగా గుండెపోటు వస్తుందా, అలానే హార్ట్అటాక్లు రాకుండా హార్ట్అటాక్లపై ఉండే అపోహలకు ప్రశ్నలకు సమాధానాలు డాక్టర్ అశోక్ గంగసంత్రా గారు తెలియజేస్తున్నారు. ఈ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ని మీకు ప్రొడ్యూస్ చేసి వినిపిస్తున్నది సంధ్యా వెదురి. ఎస్పీఎస్ తెలుగు ద్వారా తెలుగు వారికి ఉపయోగపడే ఆరోగ్యపరమైన అంశాలను తెలుసుకోండి. దానికోసం ఎస్పీఎస్ తెలుగు ఇన్స్టా పేజ్ని కానీ ఫేస్బుక్ పేజ్ని కానీ ఫాలో చేయండి. ఎక్కువగా భారతీయులకు, అందులోనూ దక్షిణ భారతీయులకు గుండె ప్రమాదాలు, హార్ట్అటాక్స్ ఎక్కువ అంటారు కదా డాక్టర్, ఇది నిజమేనంటారా?
నాట్ ఎ మిత్, ఇట్స్ అన్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. వన్ ఆఫ్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ఇన్సిడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావింగ్ హార్ట్అటాక్స్, డయాబెటీస్, బ్లడ్ ప్రెషర్, strokes and kidney problems is unfortunately in Indian subcontinent. Among the Indians, South Indians, we fare the worst. And like South Indians and the Pacific Islanders and the native Australians, we almost have a very high incidence of these heart problems. One of the thing is genetic probably. This is because our genes in South India has pretty much been stale for a long time. I'm not saying it is right or wrong, but that is the fact. And the eating habits, and with the new culture of sedentary lifestyle, when I say new culture, definitely people not having much of exercise and eating more of calorie-rich food is a very, very new phenomena. Over many, many millions of years and thousands of years, we suddenly changed that habit. Our metabolic system has not adjusted to the new changes, and it is still, and being South Indian, please everybody wake up. We are one of the leaders in terms of the number of heart problems and metabolic problems, particularly diabetes.
ఎన్ని చిట్కాలు, ఎంత మంచి ఆహారం తీసుకున్నా సరే జిమ్ చేస్తూ, గతంలో స్టార్ హీరో అయిన పునీత్ రాజ్ కుమార్ గారు కూడా జిమ్లో కుప్ప కూలిపోవడం చూసాం. ఈ రోజుల్లో వ్యాయామం చేసినా, ఆరోగ్యంగా తింటున్నా సరే దేనిపైన భరోసా లేదంటున్నారు. దీనిపై మీ సమాధానం?
Yeah, this is a good question. Particularly coming to Puneet Rajkumar's incident, known for his humbleness and also a good lifestyle with all the exercise. But one thing everybody should know is he had a strong family history. They have had strokes and one of them had a bypass surgery. So this is one thing that I tell. If you have any of your relatives with previous heart attacks, diabetes or strokes, or somebody needing a say this, it is the your brothers and sisters will be the closest to you on the genes. Next comes your parents, next the grandparents. So if you have your cousins, the uncles, aunts, parents or brothers and sisters, like in Puneet Rajkumar's case, there is a very high chance that you already have the blockages. That is, the blockages are the ones that causes the heart attack. You might be developing from the age of 30 years. It doesn't happen suddenly at the age of 60. So if you were to be a bit more proactive with your lifestyle, and generally we recommend at 40 for people, 40 years of age for people with family history, please see your general practitioner and get necessary tests. If, say, for example, you are 42-year-old, you are a software engineer with very stressful job and working hard to maintain your family and to get a good life, don't forget about your health. That is what is more important. And with a family history, if you were to do simple tests and if you were to know that you had a 30% blockage on the heart, if Puneet Rajkumar had done it 5 years before, he was 47 or 48 when he died, if he had known that he had a 20-30% blockage, he could have done certain things, not just with exercise and diet. This is where the importance of the medications come. He could have gone on some medications and he could have had another 15-20 years without a heart attack or without dying so young. It's a wake-up call, but still, education or the information about this is not prevalent at all. Only few people follow this. Everybody are all unstuck when they see a superstar having the problem. But nobody think that it could happen to them. Not, I won't say nobody, but most of us won't think it will happen to us. But I just want to impress upon everybody listening to this talk that whatever the problem that has happened in your family or your friends can happen to you. So be careful, try to avoid things. But then once you are 40 years old, you should get your sugars checked, cholesterol checked, if needed, a CT scan or a treadmill test. These are all simple tests that are available for anybody. And that makes a big difference for your life and also makes a big difference to your near and dear, the whole family.
Thanks, Doctor. Meeru ippudu vaidya parikshala gurinchi chepparu ganaka asalu etuvanti vaidya parikshalu cheyinchukovadam manchidi antaru.
Yeah, so once you are 40 years and if you have a family history or if you have symptoms of shortness of breath or chest pain, these are non-specific sometimes. And generally, women tend to have different kind of symptoms or no symptoms. So symptoms are not the main reason to get tested, but the risk factors. So I would strongly recommend everybody to do a blood test for fasting tests, fasting blood test for sugars, cholesterol, kidneys, liver, and see your general practitioner. They are very good here in Australia. The standard of the GPs are quite high and they take everything seriously. And if any abnormalities, then you can move to the next step. The next step is seeing a specialist. If you need a treadmill test, they will organize that. Or if you need a CT scan, they will do that. But one thing, you have to be proactive. This is for everybody in general. You have to be proactive. Never think the heart problem is for somebody else who just died. It can be us. It can be you. It can be anybody.
అలానే ఒకసారి గుండెపోటు గాని లేకపోతే అత్యవసర పరిస్థితుల్లో ఎవరిని సంప్రదించాలి?
So this is very critical. So the main symptoms like of a heart attack is suddenly feeling unwell, feeling dizzy or having a faint. Or you can get sudden onset of chest pain, particularly on the left side or in the center. But for the information, only 40% of the people with a heart attack gets chest pain. So other 60% will not have the chest pains. You might feel sudden sweating. Suddenly you feel abnormal, even though you have been in a comfortable environment. You have had enough food, but suddenly you feel unwell. That is the time, just sit down and call for anybody closer to you. And if you are not feeling good at all, you have to see the doctor closer. But if you are feeling very sick, please call the ambulance here. Ambulance here is calling 000. There is always a hotline and somebody on the other side will ask you a few questions. They will assess you over the phone. And if they think things are not good, they call an ambulance. And it's not a bad thing to call because you should not regret later. And once when the ambulance comes, we have a fantastic system the whole countrywide, even in the remote places. Sometimes it takes longer time. If you are in the cities, if it's a bad call, the ambulance can be activated and they can be at any place within 10 minutes, within 5 minutes. And when they come, they do the ECG, they do the checks. And if they think there is a heart attack, they will immediately take you to the closest hospital and you are taken care of. And there are many people here who are worried about getting help from the system. No, the whole health system in Australia is designed to help anybody and everybody. So once you have these symptoms, please don't think that you are putting stress on the system. If you're not feeling well, first make sure you are not having a heart attack. And you cannot decide on that. You have to get help. And this is very important, getting help from your neighbors, from your surroundings, or calling an ambulance.
ఆస్ట్రేలియాలో మెడికల్ సిస్టమ్ కొంచెం స్లోగా ఉంటుంది, ఆలస్యంగా నడుస్తుంది అని అంటూ ఉంటారు. కాబట్టి హార్ట్ అటాక్ అనేసరికి వెంటనే వైద్యం అందాలి కనుక ఇక్కడ వెంటనే రెస్పాండ్ అవుతారంటారా?
సో దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద థింగ్స్ దట్ ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు ఫోకస్ ఆన్ టుడే, టు జస్ట్ ఎడ్యుకేట్ పీపుల్. First of all, please have your health check when you are in good situation, not when you are having a heart attack. So when you are young, when you are 40, when you are doing good, that is when you do the blood test and then talk to the GP and know what are your risks. There are patients who are high risk and we will tell them if something happens, please call the ambulance. But say unexpectedly something like major happens, please call the ambulance. Don't hesitate. You will be given help. And if it is not a heart attack, the ambulance, when they have done the ECG, they won't take you to the hospital. They will just leave you at home. And say, for example, then about the delays in the system. I have been in this system. We are the same as the British or the Canadian system since 2004. What I've noticed is the system is not 100%. It's not foolproof in helping people. But there are people who are putting in lots of effort to make the best to help people. So, say, for example, you are having chest pain and you are referred, you see a GP, which won't take much time, but do the initial test and then you are referred. We divide people as people with acute problems and something that are in the process of developing something bad. And when they refer the patient, they refer them as category 1, 2, 3 or 4 patients. So based on that category, you will be seen sooner or later. And also, like, we should know this system, the health system is a very expensive one. So the Medicare takes care of us without any charges. So, but the thing is, we have to wait. We have to have patience. Patience in the sense, not being aloof, but at the same time, knowing what's happening. When you have to wait for 1 month and then you see the doctor, then there are tests that are done and then you will see. But this system is being audited regularly, and the number of people being missed in the system who end up having a heart attack or a bad cancer just while waiting is very rare. Doesn't happen often. It happens, but it's not common. So please have faith in the system. But yes, you have to be patient, because I know some of the people say that in India, if you give money, you can have the angiogram tomorrow. But if you look at the amount of money being spent by the taxpayer on the health system, is enormous. And the quality of service that you are getting is excellent. And it is the same for each and everybody. It could be the prime minister coming to the hospital, or it could be a homeless person just coming into the hospital. In my career, I have never seen any difference. It could be a doctor's relative or it could be unknown to them. Everybody gets the same treatment. And that is the beauty of the system. And it is less likely to fail anybody.
విన్నారు కదా, మీరు తప్పకుండా చేయించుకోవాల్సిన వైద్య పరీక్షలను, గుండెను ఆరోగ్యంగా ఉంచేందుకు మీరు పాటించవలసిన చిట్కాలను, ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ద్వారా తెలుగు వారికి ఉపయోగపడే అంశాలను తెలుసుకోండి. దానికోసం ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ఇన్స్టా పేజీని కానీ ఫేస్బుక్ పేజీని కానీ ఫాలో చేయండి. ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు ద్వారా తాజా ఆస్ట్రేలియా అంతర్జాతీయ సమాచారం మరియు ఆసక్తికర కమ్యూనిటీ కథలను తెలుగులో వినండి.
ఎస్బీఎస్ తెలుగు.